Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Now let's check in with the crew, TJ. What's on your mind?
When did you realize you became the Instagram wife or husband? Because Kim Kardashian says Pete Davidson has effectively been molded into that. And he's been posting a lot of photos of her, and she's been approving them. And
yeah, I saw them. They aren't bad. He's a good little photographer. Occasionally, they're away on a beach. Yeah.
You can always tell when he's in it because it'll be like a foot, but there's like tattoos all over the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I'm so lucky. I used to be sort of that, and then my girlfriend doesn't even have any social media. She has no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram.
Shop
and hates taking pictures. And I'm like, yes, this is the best.
Sneaky.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. TJ knows.
I dated someone who thought they were an Instagram influencer. That's the worst. It's okay with they're actually an Instagram influencer because you're like, oh, maybe we'll get something for free out of it. But when they think they're an Instagram influencer and they got like 30 followers, it's like, what are you doing here?
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, Post Malone sneakily announced yesterday that not only is he engaged, but he's a dad. They did give birth to a little girl, so he's a dad to a tiny little baby now. So congratulations to him.
Hey.
And I just love when celebrities don't make a huge fuss about it. They just roll it out like that.
Yeah,
he's not at the front of people.
Yeah.
Magazine. His pictures, but he does smoke 80 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, we learned that, which is really, really worrisome.
It's very hard on your lungs. I'm an asthmatic post. You don't want to do that forever.
No.
Come on, man. We need you around for a good long time. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so Jax is going to love this because she's going to get to stalk them again. Handmaid's Tale, officially returning in September to make us all depressed.
Praise be.
Yeah, just when you think things are going right, they don't.
Under his eye.
I haven't watched season 4 yet, and I've heard it's really intense.
It's incredible.
So here's the problem, okay? Handmaid's Tale is an amazing show. It's an amazing show. Mm-hmm. The first season is mostly close-ups of Elizabeth Moss's
face. Leave her alone.
And her breathing like...
Because she's trapped.
She's terrified and trapped. But then you see the budget get better in season 2.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing I have with that show is I'm still sort of recovering from the last 2 years. The yo-yoing of the lockdowns and, you know, certain people being super judgmental about what you did about COVID.
Yeah.
Certain people saying it didn't exist. Most of us were caught in the middle, right? And it's sort of like, okay, I just want to live without judgment, right? I just want to just kind of go about my life and be quiet. I'm a quiet citizen. And Handmaid's Tale brings me back a little bit to lockdown. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's sort of the point.
Is that just because of the show itself?
Yes, the show is like, well, the show is supposed to make you feel horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't get through. I think I watched like 4 or 5 episodes, and I couldn't watch it. It was so upsetting.
Well, there are studies done that it's harder for men to watch.
Yes.
Well, because
dystopian, like horrifying patriarchy. Yeah.
And then men in it are terrible.
Yeah, the men in it are awful. So there are studies on it that it's like hard for men to watch because you feel horrible about yourselves.
100%.
Yay, season 5.
Well, yeah, I can't. It's so well done.
Listen, though, I don't know if I've ever rooted for characters harder than I rooted. Like, it's
so
a show.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's a show, but I'm still like passionately rooting.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think at a certain time, sometimes you got to be like, okay, I am not ready for that show yet. It's a tough show.
Yeah.
But it's a great show.
It's like me with Big Bang Theory. Like, I'm just not ready.
Not emotionally there
not
yet.
Not emotionally there, no.
Okay, well, don't worry, Jax. Yeah. Last 2 seasons aren't that hard.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How do you keep your phone? And I don't mean, like, is it cracked? I don't mean, like, where is it? What kind of shape it's in? That sort of thing. I'm trying to figure out, if I were to text you, am I going to hear a notification? Is your phone going to vibrate? Or is it on dead silence? So before I ask the room, new poll asked typically how people do it. And vibrate got 43%.
Mm-hmm.
Basically phone on loud. Sorry, not vibrate. Phone on loud and vibrate. So remember, you know, sometimes it rings and vibrates.
Yeah.
43% said they keep the sound on. 27% said vibrate only.
Ah.
And 25% said they keep it on silent. 3% said they didn't know.
Okay.
Probably the older end of that survey,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah,
I don't even keep it on silent. I keep it on do not disturb, so I don't even know if somebody's called or texted me.
I would call that silent.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I keep mine on Do Not Disturb
it's
all day.
It's so peaceful. But I miss back. Things. I miss things.
No, you won't.
No, well, I'll call you back. One of the things is that, like, I don't know. It's I think part of it's just being, like crazy busy. You're kind of like, when you see a phone call come up, I don't know about you, but I feel guilty about not answering it. And normally it's my mom. No one really calls me anymore without texting me first. Yeah. Like most people now, especially in our generation, they text and say, hey, are you available for a call? Yeah. Whereas my mom just calls.
Yeah.
And then she just wants to chat. And I love my mom, but I don't have time to chat right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a vibrate boy. And to your point, I have a circle of about 3 to 5 people who call me. But it's like I have friends that live out west and kind of like all over the country. So when they call, it's like an event.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then it's like an hour-long event. But I always leave it on vibrate. I've tried to do the do not disturb thing. I have immense respect for people who do it. My anxiety won't let me.
Why is that? Are you afraid of missing something?
I'm afraid of missing something important. The day I put it on silent and do not disturb is the day I get the call from NASA saying I'm going to space. Nice. And then I miss the call, and then that's it.
The thing is, though, is that you can have little presets with your Do Not Disturb. Like, if you guys call me, not text. It still leaves you on red if you text. But if you call me, it'll go through. Like, I have that set up. And my mom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to throw it out there, 999-999, if you're awake this early. 416-872-9999. I want to try to get a poll of Virgin Radio listeners.
Okay.
I want to know what you do. And I want to know how you keep it together. Because if you are like TJ, I want to know, you know what I want to do? I want to speak to the person who keeps it on loud all
day.
Yeah,
let's talk to those sociopaths.
I don't understand how people do that. I know they do. I don't know how you do it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
3 ways to keep your phone. There's the super loud version, which is ring and vibrate. There's just vibrate, and then there's do not disturb. We want to know where you fall. And especially for those of you who keep your phone loud, how do you do it?
Yeah.
999-999 to text TJ. What do we have?
This one here from the 416. Hey, guys. I'm a real estate agent. So my phone is up all day, every day, unless I go to sleep. I don't miss a call or a text once I'm up. Time is money, LOL.
That's fair. That's literally your job. You need to be on the phone.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty reasonable thing to do. From the 905, my phone is always on silent. I do have a smartwatch, though, that has a little light vibrate thing when calls come in. I used to do not disturb with a list of approved callers.
I've heard this smartwatch thing really helps. Because it gives you a little buzz. Or
I want
like
nothing
that.
To do with it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah,
I'll deal with it later. No.
I feel like I can't disconnect. Like Val has one, and like we'll be laying there on the couch watching something, and then every once in a while you hear, and it's a little watch going off, and I'm like, oh.
And then you take it off her wrist and throw it across the room.
Yeah, out of passion.
Pay attention to me. What else we got?
It's my turn. From the 905, I'm a mix. Silent drink, work hours, ringer on after work. Which, again, what? Why not keep the ringer on at work so you disturb those around you, and then silent at home so no one can get in touch.
You know what?
With you.
That might be the best employee I've ever seen.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you know what? I'm shutting off my phone because I have to get work done.
That's smart.
Which literally no one else does. But you are a good employee.
Good for you.
Here's this one. Silent, quote, all day, every day, baby, because I'm a thug, end quote.
I mean, thug or not. That's the way to live, though. It's stress-free. It really is. Just live in bliss.
Yeah, it's true. Sorry. Last one here from the 416. Pink Cherry should sponsor me because it's vibrations only.
Hey!
You know, they're not wrong.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Post Malone announces 12-carat tour with 2 stops in Canada. It's kicking off in September in Omaha, Nebraska. Because when you think of hip-hop, you think of Omaha, Nebraska. He'll be in Toronto on September the 20th and then Vancouver November the 6th. He's going across 33 different cities. He's going to have Roddy Ricch with him. Speaking of the Post, he also announced he's engaged and has a baby girl.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
That's pretty cool. Praise Be, Handmaid's Tale is going to officially return in September to make us all depressed. It's going on Hulu for the 5th season, which means you can get it on Crave.
Yes.
Here in Canada, praise be.
September's a good time for it because the leaves are starting to die and these are starting to get gray. You know what I mean?
I'm ready. Listen, it could be the middle of July and I'm going to sit in the dark and watch it. I don't care.
Lady Gaga is reportedly in talks to play Harley Quinn in Joker 2. You know the one with Joaquin Phoenix? So this is according to The Hollywood Reporter. And they say Gaga's rumored involvement comes 1 week after they posted the photo of the script cover, which got everybody excited. The report also cited sources saying that Joker 2 will be a musical. How do we feel about that?
Listen, I want to believe after Joker 1 that it could be good.
Yeah.
But with the exception of that one movie that Lady Gaga did with Bradley Cooper, performances haven't been great.
No.
If we're being honest, they haven't been great.
House of Gucci was brutal.
House of Gucci was bad. So she's got one hit, one miss.
Yeah.
This will determine her movie star fate.
Please don't do this to Joker. Like,
I don't, well,
try something else.
Maybe it'll have some musical numbers or something like that, which is fine. But it's got to be dark because it's got to fit the Joker, right?
Jack?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea. Is this the Marvel universe?
No, my gosh.
I'm not sure. I like
All
Lady
right,
Gaga.
We'll just move on. Oh,
that's what's trending him, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Pride Month, and I think it's, you know, we always kind of celebrate Pride on this show, and thankfully we have somebody like Jax who can give us so many insights into the community, because, you know, TJ and I are cis men. One of the things, though, that I think anybody that's coming to grips with coming out struggles with is being found out before you're ready. Mm-hmm. And I use the terminology found out because I think that's, the way it's been described to me, that's how it feels. Like, I don't want anybody to find out until I'm ready.
Yeah.
Right? Now, last week we found out that Rebel Wilson, incredible actress, said, listen, I'm with a woman.
Yeah.
I'm really happy. She's like, I kept looking for my Disney prince, and apparently I needed a Disney princess. It was a wonderful line. But this is where it gets ugly. It gets ugly because yesterday we found out that she had to come out. She didn't have a choice. She wasn't ready, necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she was, but she was forced to come out.
Yeah.
And that was because an Australian journalist from the Sydney Morning Herald, which I believe is like a tabloidy type, like Toronto Sun-esque paper, came out and essentially, you know, it was found out that he found out that she was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not sure if that's how she classifies herself, so excuse me on that. Found out about this relationship and was saying, we'll put it in the paper if you don't come out.
And gave her 2 days.
Yeah, and said, we have enough, more than enough to run this story. We'd love to have a conversation with you. We'd love to have your input. They were basically wanting her to give the thumbs up and maybe even hop in the article. But
basically, they were forcing a quote.
Yeah,
right?
They were forcing a quote. And either way, he was going to write that she identifies as queer. Like, either way, that was going to be put out. And he said, like TJ said, like, here's the time frame. We're running it either way, which is horrible. This is also, I have to say, a gay male reporter who should know.
Right.
Who should know how scary that can be.
This is what I want to rewind for a second, because I think that's an important detail.
Yeah.
Jax, before you came out, just your own personal experience, how full of fear were you? Like, there was a significant degree of anxiety, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But now, where does that come from?
Shame.
Shame.
It comes from shame, and it comes, it's shame-based fear, because you're so scared that you're not going to be accepted because you've just maybe gotten to the point of accepting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shame-based, and it's really scary.
And it's important that you know and you understand the context of this story, because in Canada, we don't have a media that is as intense.
Yeah,
and our media
yeah.
can be intense about certain things, but our newspapers have nowhere near the sway that they have in the UK and in Australia.
Yeah.
They are ruthless, and I'm talking ruthless.
Yeah.
And so what they're trying to do here, if you're working for the Sydney Morning Herald or whatever else newspaper, there are some with journalistic responsibility, and there's some that don't. And they're trying to, what they call, force a quote or extract a quote, get an interview with a star that you would never get an interview with because you have dirt on them. And it's like, listen, same thing happened when they found Kristen Stewart cheating on Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, yeah.
What they did was they emailed him and they said, do you have a comment on this? Here are the pictures of your girlfriend cheating
on
you.
I didn't know that.
Yes. They tried to extract a quote, and he obviously didn't want to say anything and wasn't going to get involved.
He's like, I'm going to be Batman one day.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's what happened here. And Jax makes a really important point. This reporter is a gay man. Here's what he said. He said, on the weekend, I wrote about the background leading to Rebel Wilson's social media post revealing her new relationship with another woman. I made mistakes over Rebel Wilson, and I will learn from them. I have learned some new and difficult lessons from this. I genuinely regret that Rebel has found this hard. That was never my intention. But I see she's handled it in extraordinary grace. As a gay man, I'm well aware of how deeply discrimination hurts. And then he added, the last thing I would ever want to do is inflict pain on someone else. And here's the thing. So the thing that gets me about this apology is I made mistakes. And then he said, I've learned new lessons, and I genuinely regret that Rebel has found this
home. Yeah, I'm sorry you're upset.
Yeah, I'm sorry that this made you uncomfortable. And that's the thing, is maybe she never wanted to come out. You hear a lot, well, she's a celebrity, she has a duty. You have no idea her family dynamics. You have no idea why she's not open about this. You also have no idea about her partner's position on this.
Right.
So that's the thing, is like, you don't know where her partner could be coming from. So to do this, like, it's just so damaging. And like, what a step back. I'm so excited that she is, you know, a part of the community and did take that post on Instagram, but I hate the way that it happened.
Also, his apology is frankly BS. Like, I don't know if you guys read the article he put out where he talked about the background behind what happened. It was one of the most arrogant fluff pieces I've ever read. It's just, here's where I was wrong, or here's where I was done wrong by Rebel coming out. Like, no, dude, this isn't about you. You're not the story.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. So
God,
this
he sucks.
This is unfortunately, you know, there are people among us, and you'll see it. I mean, listen, you'll find anything on Twitter, but you'll see people, why do we need a Pride Month? Like, think about this. Here's a woman who is in an extremely privileged position.
Yeah.
Okay? Makes a ton of money, comes from a first world country,
yep,
has done extremely well and worked hard, not taking any of that away. And even she, as a person who now identifies as queer, is coming and having to deal with this from another member of the same community. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff where it becomes really, really important that we understand what people who are not cis, like TJ and I, understand what they go through and are a part of changing this. This should never happen. Mm. And unfortunately, it does. And I just thought it was like an interesting snapshot. Mm-hmm. If it can happen to Rebel Wilson, who's got 20 or 30 million bucks in her bank account, what can it do to people who have nothing?
Yeah, and how damaging can that be?
100%. Yeah. So anyway, just thought you should know about that story. Happy Pride. And if you're a member of the community, we love you.
Yeah.
By the way, even if you're not, we love you too.
Yeah.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's take a ride down Outrage Alley. Kim Kardashian has allegedly damaged the Marilyn Monroe dress she wore at the Met Gala this year.
Ooh.
The Marilyn Monroe collection shared a before and after photo of the dress on its Instagram account, which shows missing crystals and others hanging by a thread. Of course, they went to wild lengths to preserve the dress during the gala, which included a security team to oversee Kim's every move and a representative who was allowed to pull the plug whenever they wished. Doesn't sound like that happened. So I don't know why they're mad about it like 3 months later.
Are they mad about it?
It seems like you don't post those photos if you're not trying to cause outrage online. And I'm not saying that the dress isn't an important piece of history, but like maybe don't approve it in the first place.
Yeah, here's the thing for me. I would have been concerned that I would have spilled something on the dress.
You would have spilled something on the dress.
Mustard.
So that for me would have been like, who needs that? Let's just get something new.
Yeah.
Just a lot of pressure, you know? Anyway.
We got to give a big shout out to Jennifer Hudson, who became an EGOT winner. An EGOT is when you win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Wow.
She clinched her first ever Tony Award when A Strange Loop won Best Musical. She's a producer on the show. So shout out, Jennifer Hudson. And it's going to feel like 40 degrees in Toronto this week. It's the humidity that'll get you on Thursday, Jax. Temperatures are going to dip back down to a more manageable 25 degrees, feeling like 28 on Friday. And then get a little bit cooler, air quotes, by the weekend. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Hey, let's meet Philip. Welcome to Ghosted, Philip.
Hey.
My favorite crew. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thank you.
And you're on Ghosted.
Nothing gets past you.
I like Philip. We're going to have fun today. All right, so Philip, explain to everybody, explain to the class why you're on Ghosted. What happened? Why are you here? Who is Ethan?
Okay, so this guy I met a couple months ago, right? And honestly, everything's been amazing. Like, to get to know him, everything. Like, I feel happy when I'm with him. It's, like, simple. And, like, a lot of guys I've dealt with in the past are, like, fun, but he doesn't bring, like, this kind of joy that Ethan does.
Mm.
He's, like, thoughtful and funny and warm. You know, I just can't stop thinking about him. I miss him.
This is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Until it's not.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I have no idea why he ghosted me.
None?
Yeah.
DJ. Well, no, not, yeah. Not a fun.
Because here's the thing. Is we've done a couple of these calls. And
know.
It's like, I have no idea why. And then in 7 minutes, we'll learn your biggest red flag.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah, did
true.
Anything get a little weird?
I don't think so. That's the thing. Like, I know you guys are going to call and then find out that I was like, I don't know, some weird psychopath. But, like, I really can't think of anything that went wrong.
All right. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call him next, and we're going to find out what your red flag is.
All right.
Or maybe it's not your fault. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, maybe you're fine.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Guys, Phillip's been on Ghosted, and he seems great. Phillip's, you seem like a really positive guy. Everybody in the text line really likes you and really likes your story. We want to know why Ethan ghosted you, and people are like, there's actually a text message here from Newmarket saying, hey, Ethan's got some explaining to do because Phil seems awesome.
Yeah.
So, Phil, before we do this, you know that you and Ethan, Ethan's not going to know that you're calling him. And what that means is that his answers to this could be pretty intense. Are you sure you're ready for this?
I mean, we're already on the phone now, so.
Yeah.
All right.
You're semi-committed.
Okay. So, let's give Ethan a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ethan?
Ethan here. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, you can. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Okay. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Happy Pride.
You seem pretty tentative with us.
I don't normally get phone calls from the radio.
No.
You should.
Ethan, we're calling with very specific reasons. We understand that you ghosted a young man named Phillip, and we just want to know why.
All right, that's none of your business.
You're right. You're absolutely dead on that, but we're going to be nosy anyway.
Oh, my God. You guys are cheeky. I love it. well, I guess, you know, since we're all friends here, Phil is one of a kind. Phil, first of all, is gorgeous, like head to toe amazing. And then, you know, his personality is great. He's sweet. He's charming. He's funny. He's just the whole package, you know, great style and everything. And the problem is, you know, he's a player and everybody knows it. You know, he gets any and every guy he wants and he's got a reputation of loving and leaving. And, you know, I just feel like I'm his latest, you know, conquest, and I just don't want any part of what comes next.
Lover in the night.
but you don't have, like, proof of this? Was there a look? Was there a text message that you saw over his shoulder? Any pictures, anything?
No, but, you know, that's how players are good at what they do.
Just
and
the reputation.
So, like, you didn't even give me a chance?
Hey, just a heads up, Ethan, that's Phillip.
Well, you heard me. You're probably playing me like you do everybody else. I mean, that's what they say about you. And
so, Phillip, are you being a player or not?
No, not at all. I'm being very, like, genuine. Like, I haven't done anything. Like, I've deleted all the apps. I haven't done anything besides be genuine. Like, I don't know. I mean, my past is my past. I can't go back in time not do those things.
But listen, but like, every player meets somebody eventually, right? And I just, the part of me that is a shame, Ethan, is that you could be passing up something really great here on an assumption.
Trying to protect myself, you know, I don't want to be hurt again, you know.
You know, Ethan, I don't want to pressure you in any way, but I want to tell you a little story. My entire life, I didn't think I liked potato salad because of how it looked. And then one time, despite all the rumors of potato salad being kind of gross, I ate it. And I learned that potato salad actually tastes really great. Mm. And I could have gone the rest of my life missing out on the greatness of potato salad had I not taken that leap and gone out on a second date with it, in a way.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story here is potato salad is great, and I think you should give Phillip a chance.
I had his potato salad, and it's been good from day one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys are welcome for that story.
So my question to you guys is this. Can we connect you on another date? We'll pay for it.
I mean, I would say yes, obviously, because I'm the one who called.
Phillip, you had an idea for that, too, didn't you?
I did, actually. Like, I was hoping that this would work out. I was going to say I was going to make reservations for two at our favorite restaurant, Seven Numbers.
Oh,
nice.
And then afterwards, I was going to, I already got like tickets for us to go see Chris Rock.
Oh, okay.
What did I tell you about him? He is so charming. I mean, I can't say no to that. Yeah, I mean.
No, you can't.
Yes. No, you can't.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool. We'll pay for dinner and the Chris Rock tickets are yours. Congratulations. Yay! No one? Hello? Did we lose them both?
Sorry, yeah. I'm in the super bad. Thank you guys so much.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
God, that was a long walk. Long walk to get in there. You know, I think, too, if you're a player, you do have a bit of a rep that follows you around. And I think rightfully so, people can be a little bit freaked out. I get that.
Yeah. You know what, though? You're only a player until you find a team. And maybe this is his team.
Text from the 647 says, oh my God, could Ethan be the one to stop all the boys from coming to the yard?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Someone else in the 905, not TJ using potato salad as an example. Wow. I thought that was a very good story.
I'm not going to lie. When you started this story, I looked at Jax and I thought, where's he going?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to come out of this? And we were.
So thank you. That's trust.
Full. Did you read this text just to talk more about your story?
Yeah. Why don't we go over the examples of me in this ghosted?
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is a debate that raged online that I don't think that we knew we needed to have. But I think seeing people's responses, I'm shocked. I am shocked that if we're talking about donuts at Tim Hortons, that anybody could choose anything other than chocolate glaze. It's shocking.
Are you kidding?
Now, there's a... Canada's Wordle-inspired game called Knuckle posed the question, what are your top three? Now, we're not going to ask you for your top three. Yeah. We're asking you for your power one. What's your number one donut choice? If it's a donut day, and Tim's is a place, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going? What do you get?
You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you guys sure you want me to start? Because I have the right answer, so I just want to give you guys a chance here.
No, please.
The correct answer is sour cream glazed donut.
Ew. What are you, 90?
Number one on the list. It is delicious. It's tasty. It's filling. It is the best donut, hands down, at Tim Hortons. It's not even a discussion.
TJ's like my Uncle Al, who likes to meet his buddies. They're 79.
Do they grill in the front yard?
No. They go to Tim Hortons at 10 a.m. on a Saturday for a social chat, and they get a sour cream glazed and a double-double each of them.
Damn right. I'm the same way, except for that with friends.
This is coming from a guy who gets pad thai at Jack Astor's and thinks it's exotic.
Hey, I get pad thai at Jack Astor's, okay? But TJ, do you also get pad thai?
No, I don't. No, I think she's trying to make fun of you.
I like the pad thai.
I thought it was TJ that did.
No, it's me.
But either way, I work with donut losers. Because, I'm going to come in hot on this one.
You're a donut loser.
There's only one and one to rule them all, and that is Honey Dip.
Oh, cool. Mm,
you called him boring and you go with a Honey Dip?
Honey Dip is soft. It melts in your mouth and it's sweet.
Yeah. Wash it down with a glass of water.
Do you guys got anything better than this?
Our intern just laughed in the other room because it's bad.
You like so chocolate. You chocolate like sour.
Chocolate glaze is perfect because it's that little bit of, there's a little bit of crunch to it, a little bit of crunch. And a little bit of just like smooth and just kind of
wild.
Melts.
Chocolate glaze is great if you're 8 and you've never had a lot to eat before. Like, you know, your palate is undefined.
Wow.
So
are you guys serious?
TJ. Yeah.
And honey, okay, the honey is, it's the last choice in any Tim Hortons.
No, it's not. Oh, it's no. That's
it's
not
so
true. That is not true.
Honestly, whenever I go to Tim Hortons, I'm like, do not throw in whatever mix you're going to put in.
They're
it's
the
birthday
top
cake.
One. No,
it's
what
chocolate
you...
glaze. And I think that's pretty much it. The birthday cake one with all the sprinkles. That's
sour
also good.
Cream sounds like a punishment. That's what it sounds like. That donut, your donut sounds like a punishment. Not a pleasure.
All right. 999-999 to text. Okay. We just want you to vote. Tell us what your donut choice is if you're going to have one. And then I want to know why. Tell us why. And we're actually going to try to find results here in all of these text messages, which we have a ton. I love this. There's so many people who are like, TJ, I totally agree with you. And then the other one, TJ, you're an old lady.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You have one opportunity when you walk into that Tim Hortons at 8 a.m. And think about it, Tim Hortons at 8 a.m., right?
Hell.
It is.
Busy. Yeah. There's it's busy.
It's a hellscape for everyone. We all have to get our coffee, and you can pick one donut. What's your donut? Now, Jax picked honey dip.
Why?
TJ is sour cream glazed, and I'm chocolate glazed.
Okay, I like that one.
I mean, chocolate glazed is delightful.
It's soft.
I'm a little shocked, actually, at how little support chocolate glaze is getting on our text line. You two, with your boring-ass picks, are getting way more support than I am. But then there's obviously a bunch of others, too.
Okay, let me read some texts that comment on our choices first. So, from the 905, in the Tim's drive-thru right now, and I never get donuts, but today I'm getting honey dip because Jax is always right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your one bite, and then you'll regret it. From the 416, LOL, TJ and his donut choice, relatable on a whole nother level. Both understated and misunderstood.
I love that.
And last one here for the 647, Adam, chocolate glazed donuts are absolute trash. They're like glazed dust.
Where are you? Where are you?
Get them.
No, where are you? Say that to my face. Don't text that to me.
TJ,
say it to my face.
Hold them back.
How about this one? Y'all are sleeping on the apple fritter?
Oh, yeah, that is
apple fritters
tasty.
Look like they've been slept on.
Adam, you look like you've been slept on.
They look like slept on and the cat vomited on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing appealing about an apple fritter, the way it looks.
They do.
No,
I like them.
They look a little like...
Nothing about an apple fritter on the outside says, eat me.
Yeah, 100%.
From the 416, let's move on from that. Obviously, maple dip. Come on, guys. If we're going to be Canadian and we get our donuts from Tim's, then we got to go full Canadian and get a maple dip.
I'm not that Canadian. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. Everybody's like, if you're Canadian, you love the cold. I don't. I love maple. It's great. Don't love maple donuts, straight up. I'm a bad Canadian. Yeah. They're not great. Here's what it is. You know what it is with maple donuts?
It's too
I'm
much.
Expecting a little bit more of a zip. Yeah, it is a lot of sugar. It's like the
it's
kind of
much.
Sugar that makes your teeth hurt.
Yep.
But I'm expecting a little bit more of a maple punch.
It wants a zip.
Yeah, zip me, baby. Or unzip me, as the case may be.
Guys.
Sorry.
TJ, what's the other text?
Towards the end of the show, we're getting a little, spent a lot of time.
Move it along.
Okay. From the 647, I like a plain donut. It doesn't sway the taste in my mouth, affecting my tea. You know? Because what you're eating affects the beverage, you see.
My dog Cody as a child used to like old fashioned plain donuts.
Yeah, we used to give my dog little old fashioned plain Timbits for the dog.
Well, and where are
for
they
the
now?
Dog.
Where are they now?
And you see what they eat?
Yeah, that's right.
Kibble. Blech.
Kibble and plain Timbits.
Yeah.
Do we have a winner, or are we announcing one after the
It's probably me.
Oh, get out,
sour cream.
It's Virgin Radio, and we actually just sent our intern, Maddie, out to Tim Hortons to grab each of our favorite donuts. Now, Jax's was honey dip.
That's right.
It was available.
TJ's was sour cream glaze.
Which was not available because it sold out because it's so popular.
And I got chocolate glaze. I think it's because they're not making sour cream glaze anymore.
I think it's because nobody wants them, so they don't make
them. Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll make two of those this morning, and they won't even sell.
Oh, wow, look at this text that just came in from Oakville. Sour cream glaze for life, honey dip is for babies, and chocolate is boring. Yeah, guys, grow
chocolate
up.
Chocolate is boring?
It is.
Where are you?
It's overrated.
I'm coming to your house today. You can explain that to my face. Hey, we're out of here. We usually do star of the show here. Producer Leah's not here.
She isn't.
She abandoned us today.
So what are we doing?
I've got the star of the show, guys.
Great. All right, Jax.
The star of the show today is Jax because she won the donut battle.
No, she didn't. This is why people don't trust the media anymore.
I know.
She's just lying.
All right.
Who won? What a
typical liberal.
Man.
Star of the show for real though is Rebel Wilson, who has spoken out. Yeah.
There
so Rebel Wilson, if you saw last week, came out. Unfortunately, was under some not so kind circumstances.
Oh yeah, they were trying to out her.
They were trying to out her and threatened her. But either way, she is now able to live a little bit more genuinely, a little bit more authentically, and we love her so very much. So thank you to Rebel Wilson. Also,
you might
happy
say,
Pride.
It's about damn time.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, you see. You see?
Great work.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow morning.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.